Seattle, Washington. Terry, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I'm the father of another one of the men in shackles at Camp Pendleton Brig. In fact, I've met Heather before when they returned from Iraq the last time. And I just wanted to let you know that we are all hurting very much, but what we've come to realize is that these accusations by the enemy are nothing but another weapon in their arsenal. They've discovered how the American military, the American government, and even the jailers in the brig react to these kind of accusations. And unlike the former brig jailer that you had on earlier, there are no charges. There is nothing but an investigation. These men are being treated like criminals, like convicted criminals of serial murder, and they have not even been charged.
I know that. I know this is a witch hunt, and I know George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld could stop it. Terry, I guarantee you we're not going to leave our POWs behind. Now, do you agree with my analogy that your son is one of the POWs of this war?
Absolutely. I hadn't heard it put that way until I turned your show on today at the top of the show. But
Look, I'm telling you, I can see things in the way people can't, others can't see them. They are POWs, only the shock is they're being held in America by our own government. Terry, do they know that millions of Americans are rooting for them and working for them? Does your son know that there's a gigantic support network that is going to make hell? Hell is going to break loose if they don't let your son out of those shackles. And all these accusations originated with the enemy themselves. Is that correct?
That is correct. 100%.
It's all coming from the Iraqi scum. And I'm going to say it like it is. The vermin we're fighting. The vermin we're fighting are accusing our Marines, and our Marines are now in the brig wearing shackles. I never heard this. Terry, this would be the equivalent of German civilians accusing Americans of atrocities and the military taking the side of the German civilians during the war against Hitler. That's exactly what's going on here. It's unheard of. How could George Bush get away with this, Terry? I'm sorry, you probably won't say what I need to say. Why is Rumsfeld hiding in Vietnam? Isn't he the man who could stop this mistreatment of your son right now? He is an enemy agent. He should be arrested. He should be in shackles. He should be in shackles. Tim McGurk, who wrote this story, putting our men in shackles, is the one. If I were running things, he'd be in shackles. Wolf Blitzer would be in shackles. Jack Murtha would be in shackles. I'd make them prove that they're not working for the enemy. I'd make them prove that they're not working for the enemy, taking the enemy's word on everything and putting our poor boys behind bars. I want you to start calling these men POWs. Michael Savage said it first, but not last. I am the point man on this, just as I was on so many other things. They are prisoners of war. Unfortunately, they're not being held in a... unfortunately. Unfortunately, they're being held in our own prisons, our own military prisons. They're POWs. They're being treated almost the same way as our prisoners were treated in the Hanoi Hilton, with the exception of overt torture. Thus far, they haven't been hung from hooks yet to break their shoulders to make them confess. Thank God that the Geneva Convention is being followed in Camp Pendleton.